Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. My name is David Thoreau. I'm the president of the Independent Institute. I'm sorry to interrupt your discussions, but I wanted to take this opportunity to welcome you. We're delighted that you could join with us this evening for our dinner event, Innovation, Entrepreneurship, and the Global Marketplace. For those of you who are new to the Independent Institute, the Institute is a nonprofit, scholarly, non-public policy research organization that sponsors in-depth studies of major social, economic, environmental, legal, and international issues. The results are published as books and other publications, and we sponsor many conference and media projects based on that work. 18 years ago, we founded the Independent Institute to pursue the actual nature and consequences of government policy without regard to the prevailing popular or political biases, trends, or phobias. We wanted to create an organization that would support scholars who wanted to explore important areas that might otherwise be ignored, including issues that normally might be considered out of the box, controversial perhaps, but which we believed were crucial to our understanding and aim to get at real answers and lasting solutions. As a result, the Institute was founded to cut through what many of us consider to be an intellectual poverty, noise, and spin of interest group public policy in the U.S. and elsewhere. To do so, we established what some people, I think, would agree is a new kind of research institute, one of a kind, frankly, especially in the public policy field, which is so dominated by highly partisan advocacy groups of almost every stripe. The result was starting an organization with no financial backing from any interest group, industry, labor, government, or otherwise. In fact, we had no angels at all. But we had a deceptively simple ambition. The ambition was to do work that was solely based on one and only one criterion. And that criterion was peer-reviewed scholarship in science. In effect, we became the first garage think tank. And today, we have over 140 fellows at universities in the U.S. around the world. We invite you to join with us and learn more about the Institute's program. We hope you'll enjoy getting beyond the stereotypes of left and right into the realm of innovative, bold ideas. We believe that such ideas are the key to a brighter future. For example, in your gift bag, you'll find a copy of a book of ours from Oxford University Press called Entrepreneurial Economics. This book here. The book applies simple yet powerful economic principles to improve health, wealth, security, and happiness of people, taking on such diverse problems as genetic testing, health and wealth insurance, intellectual property rights, legal gridlock, urban transit, intelligence gathering, investor protection, and even the shortage of human organs. The book is a project of one of a number of new centers that we're organizing at the Independent Institute. This one is called the Center on Entrepreneurial Innovation. Inspired by the deep commitment and enduring legacy of the late Willard W. Garvey, who was committed to educate the public, especially young people, to advance the practice of market-based entrepreneurship, the Center on Entrepreneurial Innovation networks with scholars, media, business and civic leaders to advance the creative phenomenon of entrepreneurship and the dynamic process of markets. I also want you to invite you to pick up a complimentary copy of our journal, which is called the Independent Review. There are copies right outside the ballroom in the lobby where we had our reception. You'll also find a copy of the cover artwork of the next issue in your gift bag. This particular issue's cover story is on who exactly predicted the high-tech crash and who predicted the boom before it. Throughout our work, we seek to push at the frontiers of our knowledge, redefine the debate over public issues, and foster new and effective directions for government reform. To do so, the Institute draws its support from a diverse range of foundations, businesses, and individuals, and we welcome you to join with us. In the course of our work, the Institute also takes special interest in recognizing individuals whose contributions are so unusual, so noteworthy, so effective, that we believe they merit special attention. And tonight's honoree is one of those people who exemplifies this in every respect. However, before we begin, I want to note that in making tonight's dinner possible, the assistance of many wonderful people was crucial. I'd like to take the opportunity to mention and thank some of these people now. First of all, the dinner committee was co-chaired by 5 distinguished business leaders, who I also want to sincerely thank. If each of the co-chairs would stand and remain standing as I introduce them, and please hold your applause until I finish. The first is Bill Bowes, founding partner at U.S. Venture Partners. Thank you, Bill. Dixon Dahl, managing general partner of Dahl Capital Management. Thank you, Dixon. Craig Johnson, co-founder of the Venture Law Group. Thank you so much, Craig. Bill Spencer, former CEO of International Semitech. And thank you very much, Bill. And Walter Pete Allpaugh, chairman of the executive committee of Cincinnati Equitable Insurance Company, who unfortunately couldn't be with us tonight. Thank each of these gentlemen. We're most grateful. I also want to thank the many members of the dinner committee. We were very privileged to have quite an excellent group this time for our dinner, each of whose participation really helped in forming the basis for tonight's event. I further want to thank Peter Howley, who is a member of the Independent Institute's Board of Directors and was so really helpful in our lining up the committee. I want to thank Don Monroe, who also assisted in assembling the list of invitees that we put together. I want to thank Allied Domecq World Wines and Mum Napa for the wonderful sparkling wine that we enjoyed at the reception. Maybe some of you enjoyed it too much, but I think that's fine. I also want to thank the people at Sterling Vineyards who very generously provided the superb wine for tonight's dinner. Maurice Canbar and Sky Spirits also donated generously the Sky Vodka that we enjoyed at the reception. You'll also find the donation of fine chocolate confections by See's Candies at your place. And most especially, I want to thank John Campbell, Michelle Beardsley, and the entire staff of the Independent Institute, who worked so hard in coordinating the many details involved in ensuring that everything would run smoothly tonight. We also invited the governor and the mayor to join with us, and they've actually sent us some greetings, which I'd like to read real quickly if I could. The first is from the new governor of California, which I understand is now called California. On behalf of all Californians, I am pleased to extend warm greetings to those who have gathered for the Innovation, Entrepreneurship, and the Global Marketplace Gala Dinner. The Golden State is honored to host events that promote economic growth and symbolize the ingenuity of our great country. This event provides a forum for business leaders to exchange ideas on important matters relating to technological innovation, entrepreneurship, and world trade. Your efforts are instrumental in improving our economy, and I commend you for your commitment to success. I'm also delighted to offer heartfelt congratulations to Robert Galvin, for receiving the Alexis de Tocqueville Award. For over 60 years, you have exemplified the finest in business leadership and innovation. Your commitment to integrity as well as your outstanding record have earned you the respect and admiration of your colleagues and the community. This honor is a reflection of your many contributions to our nation. Please accept my best wishes for a wonderful conference. Sincerely, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And from the new mayor of San Francisco, we received a certificate of honor presented to Robert W. Galvin with today's date. It says, whereas on behalf of the city and county of San Francisco, I'm pleased to recognize and honor Robert W. Galvin for his leadership in technological innovation, telecommunications, and public service in the United States and around the world. Throughout his exemplification of the finest qualities of personal and professional integrity, commitment to principle, business excellence, entrepreneurship, he serves as a model for future business leaders. Congratulations, Gavin Newsom, Mayor of San Francisco. And before I leave you to enjoy the rest of your meal, I want to refer you to the dinner program. In the back of it, you'll find background information on the major speakers that we will have tonight. And you'll see information about their broad experience and credentials and so forth. On the tables, you'll find question cards. And we would invite you to use those to submit questions, and you may have questions regarding tonight's topic in relation to the background of our speakers. Those of you with questions are asked to please have them ready to be picked up during the meal, before the actual talks begin, so we won't have to interrupt that. And we'll have people circulating in about a half an hour to pick up your questions. So thank you again for joining with us. Please enjoy your meal.